Okay, so we left off last week with the din of makom kavua, meaning after one chooses a tzibur, a beis knesses, or a beis medrash, so now in the beis knesses or the beis medrash, he has to choose a makom kavua. So the Gemara in Brachas that Vavam beis teaches us that one who's kaveh a makom tefillah say like Avram be'ezra, the God of Avram will be with himself. And it seems like there are other schools also that come along with being kaveh amakim. The Levush explains what's the raya from Avram Avinu, because since Avram Avinu also is kaveh amakim, he learns it from the Pesukim El Amakim Asha Omad Sham. So since this is something that Avram Avinu did and it helped him out with his melchames, so too will help us out with our melchames. And the Levush points out that even though it's a the Mechaber and the Gemara uses a lashon of a maila, but it's really a lot more than a maila. He says it's a chayva. It's a chayva to have a makom kavua. And that's why we find that the Mechaber says that one shouldn't change his makom kavua for no reason, or the Torah used the lashon of a tzarech gadol, others farm use the lashon of a tzarech mitzvah. But what the point is that there's a stress on that there should be a makom kavua. What happens if one is traveling to a place for a short term? He's going to Netanya for a week, or he's going up to the bungalows for the summer. Is there any they should have a makom kavua in that short term place? So here we have the Rabbeinu Yoina on the Gemara says something very interesting. He says that one should be kaveh amakim in his house. There are times when he will not be able to go to the shul, so he has to daven at home. Miyached makim yedua lekachish. Miyached amakim yedua for this. In other words, the Rabbein Yoina is pointing out that this inyan amakim kavua is not dafka in the beis knesses, or he seems to be saying it's in the bayis. And he goes on further. He says, "V'yesh loyma shle amru ba'avur kviyis amakim belvad or ratzlam shakol kach medaktik betfilase shegam bezehu nizesh roitzer shetiyat tefilase miyakim muyuchad." The shiva that there's a mile over here that since he is medaktik in his tefilah that he wants that should be in a makam yuchat, that shows his love for the tefillah, and that's a midas anova, and with that his tefillah will be more makubal. But what's mavur from the Rabbein Yoina is that it's definitely a mila to be kaveh a makam, even though how often does one daven at home? The Rabbein Yoina didn't expect that there should be an epidemic, but once in a while, a person davening at home is not only talking about to the women that daven at home, but he's talking about anyone. So you see from here that there's a ma'ala makom kavua even for a short time. It adds to the tefillah, he says. It gives a chashivas to this tefillah. If we take a look at the Eish of Avraham Mibochach in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, he has a kler over there. If you have a choice between makom kavua and tefillah betziba, which one's adif, which one comes first? So he says, makom kavua for your tefillah, ulai adif mileilich lesbala matzibar. Perhaps it's even more important than davening with a tziba. Kol shekein, if it's b'shir, b'shar sh'atzibim spalim, v'ulai adav gam kein b'makom rina, which we said that makom rina, the makom where one learns, is very, very important. And he's saying that makom kavua is even greater. So he has the time to say that makom kavua overrides. In Shaila Srav, where it brings down different shadows from Chaim Kanievsky. The question over there was also asked like this, and he said, Mistaber, they should daven with the minyan HaKavua Loi. Over there, the question was, Makom Kavua or Asar Rishonim, to be from the first 10, which we also learned there's a tremendous smile of being from the Asar Rishonim. He said, Makom Kavua. And in the Sefer Siach Halach, which is Ha'oriz on the Mishnah Brura, he brings down that there are those that ask, that says in Shulchan Aruch, we have in front of you a tefillah betziba. So we learned earlier that one's supposed to skip Pesukei the Zimra in order to get the tefillah betziba. What about if I could prevent sons feel a bit tziba by davening somewhere else where it's not going to be my makam kavua. And he brings down Rosh Hashanah and said he thinks kviyas makam is his adif because changing the places causes a hafrat to the tefillah. In other words, Rosh Hashanah is saying an interesting svara, saying part of davening makam kavua is because it helps your concentration. You're not once here, once there. You're not always moving around. This is your place. This is where you daven. You're focused. So tefillah b'tzibah is important with makam kavua. Overrides being from the Asar Rishonim in a different place. I remember hearing that Rav Shlomo Zalman addressed the question also that Rav Shlomo Zalman addressed the question. Someone asked him that sometimes on his way to shul, he there's this older person who has a minion in the house, and they sometimes ask him to come in to be mashed with the minion. What should he do? Should he be mashed with the minion and do chesed? Or is it better that he should go to shul and daven in his makam kavua, which would mean that they may not have a minion? Shlomo Zalman said that if it's once in a while, okay, then you should do the chesed and daven there. But if it's going to be happening every day, they're going to keep on pulling you in. Like there's sometimes certain places where every day they're looking for a minion, they're always trying to pull people in, then you go to your makam kavua. But this idea that the makam kavua helps one focus on the tefillah, the Mishmur brings down. Mishmur says, "V'gam kishmispal bebeisi yikva makam shlo yifal beluhu bnei abayis." And he's quoting the Magen Avraham over here. On that, the Maamar Mordechai just stresses, the Maamar Mordechai is a little bothered with the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham makes it sound like the inyan is dafka in your house that you need to daven b'makam kavua. So the Maamar Mordechai says that it's not only your house, it's also in the basic Knesset that one has to. The Prima Gadim addresses the question we asked before. The Prima Gadim says, if let's say you're in the summer in one basic Knesset, in the winter in another basic Knesset, that's called Kviyas Makam. Kviyas Makam doesn't have to be that you're in the same place all year round. For the summer, you're in this basic Knesset, for the winter, that basic Knesset. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman took it a step further. Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, so even if all three tefillahs, you daven in three different basic Knessiyos, which is very common. Shachar say daven in one place, Mincha daven in the second place, Ma'ariv daven in the third place. Each place where you daven in that basic Knesset, you should have a makam kavua. And perhaps you daven in the weekday in one place and Shabbos in another place. Again, in each place, there should be a makam kavua. Again, Rav Shlomo Zalman is using svar because it helps you focus and it helps you have kavana. The Mishmur says that makam kavua is not dafka, that same spot that you stood in yesterday, you have to stand in today. It says within Dalai Lama, it's considered makam echad because you have shalat tamsin. So therefore, if one is standing in your spot or sitting in your spot, when you get to shul, you do not need to throw him out of his seat. You could have next to there as long as it's within four amas, still considered makam kavua.
Is that much that it's better to get the exact spot?
I didn't see that hadgosh anywhere. If I can, I got the feeling the other way. That's why to me it was a little pella because you always remember hearing makam kavua, and you think it's like the exact spot, and then yet it's not just the mishbura. Other paisim also bringing this down. But in four amis is 8 feet. It's big. It's like some shuls, it's half the shul. So like what? Like how does that make makam kavua? The kitzur does bring down over here also that when once finding their spot. So it says, if it's possible to set your seat by the wall. Like we find in Chizkiyah, he turned his face to the wall. So this seems to be an inyan learned from Chizkiyahu to daven by the kier, by the wall. Which the Kitzur brings down again later on in Simen Yuches, Ois Ches, this inyan. Over here, he says, he talks about it a little more. He says, lo yiyeh davar chaytzis beinoyu ben akir. He's talking about Hilchos Esrei. There shouldn't be anything which is chaytzis between him and the kir. V'loy mikri chatzitza al davar shekvoy yutzvachem roichav dal tzvachem. What's considered chatzitza? So over here he says something which is high 10 and wide 4. Ava davar katan lechashuv hefzik. He says, but feel a davar gadol, and even something big, if it's a davar kavua, imu davar kavua kagod aroin v'teva lechashuv hefzik, va'adam nami einei chaitzitz. So first of all, this idea of davening by the wall doesn't mean you have to have your head up against the wall. It's even if you're further away from the wall, as long as there's nothing in between, and it could be even 4 amos away, as long as you're opposite the wall. Now, the kids have mentioned over here that when it comes to davening to the wall, what's considered a hefsik? So he says something which is gvoya yutfachim rochav dal tfachim, something which is 10 tfachim high and wide 4. The Mishabrura brings down that anything which is tzairech tfila, even if it's gadol harbet, he says, even if it's Osamach Vav, he says that even if it's something which is Gadol Harbet, but if it's the Tzairach Tefillah, like the Shulchan that you put on it, your sitter, your table, your stander, the bima, that's not considered a hefsik. That's not going to consider a hefsik for this halacha. Maybe in halachas of downing with informis or so on, it may not be considered a mechitza. Maybe be considered mechitza. But over here, it's not considered mechitza, the table itself. That's what Mishmur says. Olchein nagu bebeisek neses sheish lefnei kol echad shulchan katan shakarin shtender. Therefore, in basic neses where everyone has a shtender, shemanichan lavasidur af bi shgvoy asara v'roichav dalet, it's not a problem. So here we have anything which is a tzarech, the tzibur, the tefillah, is not considered hefsik. Plus, says over here also, that a person is not considered a hefsik. So, it's not considered a chaytzit. So if you have people between you and the wall, it's also not considered hefsik. So it comes out, it's not really, it comes out that it's not really so much of an issue, this halacha. The kids it does say, v'shasad chak v'cholin yin lahakbid, you don't have to worry about this, because since the reason for this is to add kavanah, so you don't look around and see other things going on. And that's the svar for the Mishbura, the things that l'tzarech tefila is not considered chaytzis, because that's not going to distract you. So therefore, says the Kitzah, nowadays that we close our eyes when we daven Shmoneh Esrei, or we daven from a siddur, so either way, it's not going to misbattle us from our kavanah. So this hakpada of Keneged Akir is not as much of a hakpada. But again, there is such a inyan. Another point that the Kitzah brings down by us is what when he's being kaveh a seat, he should be careful that he shouldn't stand or sit by a rasha. I guess it's not for us always to judge who's a rasha or who's not, but if he's Yidu as a rasha, perhaps maybe not to be kaveh a seat close to him. And when davening in the house, also, to find a place where there's the least distractions possible, and that's Sif Yud. And Sif Yud Aleph talks about running to shul, which we discussed a little earlier. There's a point over here where he says, in a place where people live between the umais, or you have to go through derech mavois mitunafois. Instead of putting on your talis and tefillin in your house, which we're not doing nowadays we're doing just to put on a tefillin for tefillah. But he says you should wait until you get to the basic nesses. It just as ma'irim me, there's a question that someone's actually asking recently. If it's you do the question, which How are we supposed to be misnaig if we're doing the mitzvahs? We're doing kafi the way the din is. We're following halacha. We're following halacha. What the guy may look at it as weird, or they may look at it like what we used to say, it's a chil Hashem to the guy. The guy looks at it as a chil Hashem. So are we supposed to not do the mitzvah, the hanhag, or whatever maybe? How are we supposed to act? Just it was mired to me over here, because in the beginning of the halacha, he's talking about how one's supposed to run to basicness. It's very much mired on the importance of it. He says, if you live Beina Umais, so then don't do it. Again, you have to know what the gvul is. When do we say that and when not? But over here, we do say that. In Sifyutes, the Sifyutes of the Kitzer, so over here he goes on to discuss if Sifyut Beis, I'm sorry, Sifyut Beis, talks about if Machmas Eza Oynis, someone cannot go to the Beis of Knesset or the Beis of Medrash, or even another mini kvui he can't go to. So then there's the inyan of either gathering 10 people to daven with him in his house, Betziba. But if that's not possible, then there's what's called Tfila Be'es Shatziba Misvalin. At the Mishosh Shatziba Misvalin, the Tahama the Tziba Misvalin, because that's also Es Ratzi. Question is, how do we daven that up? How do we daven up what's called Be'shosh Shatziba Misvalin? Which Tziba? There's always a tzibah misvalim. Somewhere in the world there's a tzibah misvalim. Somewhere in Yerushalayim there's a tzibah misvalim throughout the day. And throughout the night, there's always tefillahs going on. So what does it mean? Be'ez shatzibah misvalim. So mi'etz Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish up, hopefully, the next few halachas over here. And mi'etz Hashem, we'll be able to move on. Okay. Everyone should have a wonderful day or evening. Yeah.
So the first thing is, how close to the wall should one be? Is there like a sheer, like, again, the same sort of thing?
So first of all, it sounds like there's no sheer. It sounds like even if you're far from the wall, it's fine.
And so there's always a wall in the distance.
It says, I think the Prima Gan says, even if you're Dalai Lama's away, it's also considered that you're by the wall. The vert is that by the wall just means that there's no distraction. So if there's people davening or things which are tzarech tefillah, that's fine. So even if you're far from the wall, but between you and the wall, there's no distractions.
I thought he said from the kitchen that even though there's no distractions nowadays because we close our eyes or have siddurim.
Yeah, that's what Chaki says, right? He says, shasat chak, you don't even have to worry about this whole thing because...
Right, but he still prefers it.
What?
But he still prefers it.
Yeah, yeah. Because the Maaseh, that's the Gemara. He's not going to erase the Gemara, I guess.
If someone's davening in a shul for the first and probably only time in his life, should he be kaveya makam l'tfila? Meaning, should he set aside, like, mimi yachad makam, like we have by the house or whatever it is?
What, he plans on davening here for good or?
Never again.
He's on the road, he pulled over into a shul, he's davening there once.
Yeah.
And then you go invite them. You don't plan on going back to this place ever again.
Yeah. Should you be miyachad amakim? Or if you're flying, you're on a plane, or you're at an airport, you're davening, something like that. Should you be miyachad amakim to tefillah?
I think the words don't fit over there, right?
Miyachad amakim. Mezumin. What do you say?
Back to daven. You're not coming back to it.
You said even in the house when it's not a normal thing, we still should be miyachad amakim.
Because pa'amim, someone davened, someone's not well, someone's not well, something can happen.
I hear. So back to the wall. Someone should pick a seat right in front of the wall.
I don't see people being makbid on it. So therefore, I assume that with all the stuff that we mentioned, one doesn't have to. One doesn't have to push for it.